Welcome to the Eddie Hyde Podcast. I am your host and teacher, Eddie Hyde. I'm so glad you've joined me today. You know, we've been talking about that which is ageless, eternal, timeless, unchanging. And there's really only one thing, only one entity, only one person, and that is Almighty God. That is Jesus Christ. That is the truths found in the Bible, the Word of God. It is no mere accident that the Bible continues to be the best-selling book year after year after year. It never gets old. It never runs its course. It continues to be a bestseller. Why? Because it is filled with truth that is ageless and timeless. And the human heart is seeking after that which is ageless and timeless. Because we live in such a changing world, human nature is so fickle. Human nature is so flawed. And we realize that. And so I believe that down in the depths of our beings, we are looking for that which is credible, which is unchanging, which we can build our lives upon. I want to look at some scriptures today. Let me read some scriptures again about God. Malachi 3:6, he said, "For I am the Lord, I do not change. Therefore you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob." For I am the Lord, I do not change. Therefore you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob. So what he's saying here is that the promises that he made to Israel, the promises he made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that he doesn't change his mind, that if he did, he said, "You sons of Jacob, you would be consumed. But I am the Lord, I do not change." So this is a character of God. He is dependable. He is the consummate, the ultimate of dependability. The biblical word is faithful. You can count on him. The things of this world you cannot count on. You cannot count on the U.S. government. You can't count on so many things that people tend to put their faith in. I know we have good friends up in Canada, and he worked for, I think, over 30 years in a pulp mill. He was a manager in the pulp mill, and he retired, and you know, he had paid into a retirement account all those years, and the stock market crashed, and all of a sudden, he lost 40% of his retirement. He thought he had something really comfortable in place after paying into it for 30 years. And in a moment, in one day, 40% of it just dissolved into thin air. My friends, we live in a changing, fluctuating world and society, and it's been that way for all of human history. And that's why we need to build on God and his word. Now, I want to mention something in the Bible that may be a little concerning to people. There's different places, and you have to remember that these are English translations of the Old Testament written primarily in Hebrew and the New Testament written in Greek. It talks about God repenting. Now, the word repent, the Greek word for repent anyway, it literally means to change the mind. To change the mind, and with the connotations that with the changing of the mind, there is also a changing of the whole outward direction of the life. Now, there's a passage in Jonah chapter 3, verse 10. And this is in the context of, you know, the story of Jonah. God called him, sent him to Nineveh, a very wicked city They had persecuted the Israelites, treated them horribly, and said that he sent them there with a message that in 40 days the city was going to be destroyed. And Jonah ran from that call. Now, we don't know this for sure, but many think, and it may well be so, that God, that Jonah wanted them to be destroyed, and that he knew that God was merciful, and if they repented, God wouldn't destroy them. And so he ran from the call. But you know, the story, he got swallowed by a whale. He repented in the belly of the whale. The whale vomited him out, and God renewed his call. So this time he went, and he began to declare that in 40 days, the city was going to be destroyed. Well, the entire city, from the king down to the poorest, even the animals, they went on a fast in sackcloth and ashes, and showing their contriteness and their remorse for their sins and their ways. And they repented and they prayed. And the Bible says in Jonah 3:10, and God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil that he had said he would do unto them. He repented. He changed his mind. Now, someone might say, well, does that go that God changes? No, no, it doesn't. Because consider this. God's attitude towards sin is always the same. His attitude towards righteousness is always the same. So these people who were a very wicked, evil, pagan society, God's attitude towards them was not good. And that's always his attitude towards evil and towards sin. But then when they changed, then of necessity, God changed, because his attitude towards repentance and humility and righteousness and repentance on man's part is always the same. And because God is always the same, when wicked Nineveh changed, then God's attitude towards them of necessity changed. Because his attitude is always the same towards sin and evil, his attitude is always the same towards righteousness and goodness and faith. And so, you see, that can give us confidence and hope, and we can know what to expect. My goodness, my friends, God is very merciful. But as we see modern societies turning from a value system that was based on common sense and biblical values, and embracing godless, irrational values, then we know there are things, we know what God's attitude is. And the only way that destruction can be avoided, if there are people who intercede and pray and ask God to intervene. And this is what you and I need to be doing for Ireland, for Uganda, for Pakistan, for the UK, for America, for Canada, for Mexico. As we see the modern world turning from societies that were actually built on biblical truth, and turning away from that to irrational and godless principles and values, then we must intercede, we must pray, we must ask God to have mercy, and we must ask God to visit our lands once again with a divine visitation of his mighty presence and power. This is what the saints have done in past times. This is how communities and nations have been saved, when somebody interceded and prayed and touched heaven. This is what Elijah did. We read about it in James chapter 5. This is what Elijah did in the time of wicked Ahab and Jezebel. Elijah prayed and interceded and changed the course of the nation. May it happen again in the day and time in which you and I live, that we may all build our lives on our unchanging God. As the old hymn says, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Wow, so true. Build on the solid foundation today of God and His Word and truth. And I'm Eddie Hyatt, and I look forward to seeing you again on Monday. In the meantime, I'll mention the book that I mentioned yesterday, Angels of Light. Throughout history, the church, again and again, Christians have been led astray. And I wrote a book with giving examples from history, also examples from the Bible and biblical truth, to give a basis and an understanding for recognizing false prophets in the church and the world today. It's called Angels of Light. It's available on Amazon and our website at eddiehyatt.com. And I look forward to seeing you on Monday. If I can be, Sue and I can be a blessing to you in any way, let us know. You can email me. You can find all the contact information there on my website, eddiehyatt.com. You can follow me on Twitter, friend me on Facebook, and I look forward to seeing you Monday morning.